Real fun afternoons. The Scotty K Show on US 99.
There was smoke filling our building as I walked into work today. I was walking in and there was, I was like, what is so, why is it so smoky? Is something on fire? Why are all these people standing here? What is happening? And then I remembered they're filming Chicago Fire, like in our building. So if you want to see some behind the scenes of them filming, you can see it on our Instagrams too. There's like flames coming up from the streets, cars flipped over. It's kind of cool looking. US 99 Chicago, or I think there's some on mine too, my story too. Scotty K on air. If you want to see some of those behind the scenes things, just man, shooting these TV shows right in our building at work. I'm also like, can I get to work? All right, let's jump in. We got it's a lot to get to, so I want to start with all the weird news stories floating around the internet. This one's called Good News, Bad News. Let's go.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of a story, and Mallory, you're going to try and guess the bad.
Okay.
There's a guy that had his picture on social media. Somebody else had posted a picture of him, and he's like, hey, I don't really like that picture. Can you use this picture instead? And sent to him, and they did. They used that picture instead. That's good news. What do you think the bad news of that story is?
That the article was about something terrible that he did.
That's exactly right. It was actually, he sent it to the police. The cops were looking for him. They put his picture out on social media. And when he saw it, he did not like that picture and decided he would respond by posting a better picture, which showed them exactly where he was.
Where he was.
Yep. So, you know, imagine being so vain and insecure in your own pictures that it gets you thrown in jail.
Yep.
I think today might be that guy Nate Smith's like favorite day of the year. Not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not Halloween, but it's Let's Hug Day. And Nate Smith is a big hugger. If you ever meet him, prepare yourself for a big bear hug, whether you like it or not. Now, consent is important, but he is just very friendly. That it's US 99. It's Scotty. Let's get into all three questions. It's time to see if Tiffany can get all three. If she doesn't get all three trivia questions, they're going to stick and go to you. So pay close attention. Tiffany, are you ready to jump on in?
All right.
All right, Tiffany, question one. What year did the Rocky movie win the Academy Award for Best Picture?
1977.
Okay. Question two. What artist's real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Elton John.
Question three. Over 40% of people do this to appear smarter. What is it?
They part their hair.
Part their hair. All right.
Yep.
All right. I could see it. I could see the characterization of it. All right. Let's see how you did, Tiffany. You got two correct also. You got two. Nicely done.
All right.
Hang on right there. I'm going to go part my hair so I look smarter. But what we need right now is you to look smart while you answer all three questions. Same questions go to you.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
There's a holiday song specifically for each of us. So there's a whole list of Christmas songs that align with your zodiac sign. So what's your zodiac sign, Dan?
Scorpio.
Scorpio, your song is River by Joni Mitchell. That's pretty good. It says, Scorpio sage Joni Mitchell sings a song of her people. Moody, self-loathing, and beautiful in the way only funerals, turtlenecks, and frozen longing can be. That doesn't sound as good as I thought it would at the beginning.
Sounds about right.
It sounds about right. He's like, that's me. Nailed it, Scotty. Perfect. That's really funny. But you want to know what mine is? I'm an Aries. So mine is Father Christmas by The Kinks. And it just says, humor and aggression. Nailed it. That's pretty funny. Awesome. If you want to find out what song aligns with your zodiac sign, put it on our socials right now. The whole list is up. US 99 Chicago, Instagram or Facebook. US 99 Chicago. And coming up at 4 o'clock in trending news, if you haven't heard yet, a new show announced this morning. Tickets go on sale this week. I want to get to that. And there's something really cool on TV if you are a big Christmas fan and a country music fan. Something for you coming up after 4 o'clock on US 99. Let's do it. It's time for the Tuesday 10-Minute Tune. This is where my buddy Eric is here, and he'll write and perform a song for you in only 10 minutes based upon a random topic that you give us. So let's find out what we're going to write about today. Looks like, he's 10 years old. Calvin, buddy, what do you think that Eric should write a song about today?
I would like Eric to sing about people who put up way too many decorations for holidays.
Wow, you don't hear that a lot. It's fun to drive around, though, and see all the decorations and get in the holiday spirit, right?
Well, there is this house that lives by us.
Uh-huh.
And they put up so many decorations one year for Christmas. And we were driving by, and there were so many decorations. The whole house was lit up.
And you didn't like that.
It was blinding to look at it.
Okay, that's fair. Bad on the eyes. I get you. What if someone had more than one Christmas tree? How many Christmas trees do you think people should have?
One.
That's right. Otherwise, we're confused where to put the presents. I get you. All right, well, let's write a song. Eric's giving me a thumbs up. Gonna write a song about Christmas overkill. Too many decorations. Less than 10 minutes away, you'll find out what that sounds like, and I'll tell you where to find the song, as we do with all of the 10-minute tunes next on US 99. Hang on. Let's get to the Tuesday 10-minute tune. This is a song that we write a song with only in 10 minutes, and my buddy Eric is here, performs it for you, based upon a random topic that you give us, and 10-year-old Calvin, just about less than 10 minutes ago, actually, gave a suggestion of writing a song about Christmas overkill, too many decorations. He says there's a house in his neighborhood that has too many lights. It's way too bright. Blinds him when he looks at it. Too many Christmas trees. So a little Christmas overkill, which I didn't know you could have. But I guess there's a bah humbug for everybody. Eric, are you ready? Okay, thumbs up. All right, here we go. This is what Eric came up with in 10 minutes for the Tuesday 10-minute tune about Christmas overkill. Eric, take it away.
This is a Christmas intervention. I'm worried about you. You've got like 18 trees, fake snow and lights that sing, ugly sweaters in hot weather. It's true. This is a Christmas intervention. Your house shines like the sun. How much is your power bill? Come on, this is overkill. You've got a holiday addiction. So this is a Christmas intervention.
There you go. Nailed it. The 10-minute tune about too many Christmas decorations. Nicely done, Eric.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Let's go to Tinley Park. Lauren, your caller 17. You're going to play for these Kelsey Ballerini tickets. What do you say?
Awesome.
Kelsey Ballerini's album's called Pattern, so I'm going to give you a couple things, and then I'm going to stop, and you're going to tell me what the next thing in that pattern is, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to start first with planets by distance from the sun. So, Mercury, Venus, Earth, what's next?
Mars.
Mars is right. There you go. You weren't too sure, but here we go. U.S. states alphabetically. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, what?
Arkansas.
Arkansas is right. Let's do one more. Disney princesses alphabetically. Ariel.
Oh, boy.
Aurora. Belle. Who's next?
Cinderella.
Cinderella is next. Congratulations. You're going to see Kelsey Ballerini and watch her perform her Patterns album live at the United Center. Sound cool?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hold on 1 second for me. Of course, we'll do it again tomorrow at 4:30. All thanks to Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. TreeTime.com. That's how you live at 5 with Zach Brown Bay. Man, they are so fun live. They're in my top 3 easy. I don't even know how many times I've seen them in every show. Gets better and better. I think the best one was at Wrigley Field with Robert Randolph. Oof, man, that was so good. That's the Live at 5. That one, thank you to Stacy in Kenosha, who texts that one in, 44995. Every day at 5 o'clock, give you a live version of your favorite song. And hopefully gave you the right vibes that you need today. I know that one did it for me. Zach Brown Band does that almost every time. Right now, let's get you all the weird news stories floating around the internet. It's time for some good news, bad news.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of the story. Jennifer, you're going to try and guess the bad with some good news, bad news, okay?
Oh, good news, bad news. Okay, sure.
The good news of this story is that there was a woman who decided, you know what? I have a couple items. I'm going to skip. I don't want to like stand in these long lines, so I'm going to go to the self-checkout at Target. That'll be much faster. And she was right. It would be much faster to go to the self-checkout, and she did. What do you think the bad news of that story is?
Did she scan a couple items more than once?
Oh, she overpaid for items. You don't hear that very often.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. Well, she did scan too many items, but not more than she actually had. The problem is that she scanned too many items. She was in the, 10 items or less station. And what she didn't know that apparently Target's self-checkout machines will shame you and snitch on you if you have too many items.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it started like alarms and stuff going off, and it was like, too many items, or reached the limit or whatever. And she's like, are you kidding me? Like, shut up, machine.
So it wasn't faster.
It wasn't faster. She got snitched on.
Oh, no.
Can't trust those machines. Hey, let's jump into the question you can't answer. Or can you?
Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know.
to know why
they knew one thing once.
Scotty on US 99. Hey.
Nick, 4 out of 5 more married people don't trust their partner to do this. What is it?
Submitting your taxes.
Oh, great answer. Not the answer I'm looking for, though. That is, you're like, it's getting to that time of year.
That's right.
Mo, what do you think it is? 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this.
I'm going to assume it's take karate classes with another man.
To take karate classes with another man, is that what he said?
Yeah, like a trainer. Yeah, like karate training.
That's really specific. That's not the answer I'm looking for, but maybe true? I don't know. Jill, 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this. What is it?
Budgeting.
Budgeting is a great answer. That's not the answer I'm looking for, though. Thank you, Jill. Jamie, 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this. What is it?
Is it cut their hair?
Great answer. My wife gave me a haircut during COVID and everything, and she actually did a pretty decent job. I'm not going to lie. But she would not trust me to
I've
do
done
it. That's
her
answer. I think it's 5 out of 5 women, not 4 out of 5. That's not the answer I'm looking for. Adam, 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this. What do you think it is?
Grocery shopping.
Grocery shopping is a funny answer. That's a great answer. Not the answer I'm looking for, though. Are you married, Adam?
Yes, I am.
All right, Adam. So the answer, 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to wake them up.
Huh?
What do you think of that one? Like, hey, honey, I'm going to take a quick nap. I need you to wake me up by 5 o'clock. Do you forget? Are you late?
No, sometimes, yeah. I mean, my wife will come and do that sometimes.
Yeah, I do that too. And sometimes I'll be, like, working on something, or I'll be, I don't know, even playing, like, a video game or something, or watching something. Next thing you know, it's 6 o'clock. I'm like, oops.
Yeah, right. Time flies by.
Yeah, what? Well, I tried to wake, then you just lie. I tried to wake you up. You went back to sleep. I couldn't do it.
Right.
I mean, we never lie about that. It's the truth. I said too much. I gotta go. Bye, Adam.
Bye.
Baby girl, you out to
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
We were just talking with the question you can't answer, that 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to wake them up. Have you ever asked somebody to wake you up and they failed? 312-946-4995. Now, Jennifer, are you in a relationship of any kind?
No.
You ever have anybody that was supposed to wake you up at a certain time and then absolutely didn't?
I don't think so, no, because I would have just set my own alarm. I don't think I would have allowed anyone else to trust them to do that.
I don't know why my wife does that all the time. She instead of setting an alarm, she'll be like, hey, make sure I'm... Or she will set an alarm, but doesn't trust herself to wake up to it. I think it's what it is. She'll be like, hey, wake me up at this time. And 99 out of 98 times, I forget.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about... Damn, what, do you know me? You're like, yeah, I know your kind. I know your type.
Yeah. Sorry.
Irresponsible man. That's what you are.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay.
Can we actually do that? And I'm going to shift gears from what I was going to talk about, but I think this is funny. If you counted on somebody and you asked somebody to wake you up at a certain time, you asked them, hey, I need to be up for this. Don't let me sleep till past this time or whatever it was. And then they didn't. 312-946-4995. Bonus points if you missed something. You were supposed to do something. Did you ask somebody to wake you up and they failed to do it at the time you asked? 312-946-4995, because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only husband that has done it. I hope. You can't trust us, ladies. We are proven to you over and over and over, we are not dependable partners. Now, if you've ever asked somebody to wake you up at a certain time and they fail, what happened? 312-946-4995. James, what was the situation?
I had a newborn.
Uh-huh.
And my ex would say, you know, I need your help at night. I'm like, well, I sleep through anything. I'm not going to hear our child crying or needing something. You got to wake me up. And she never would.
Right.
She then would tell me about it later.
All right. There you go. You're like, I can't help you unless you help me. Okay.
That's
You have to take care of 2 babies, me and the baby.
That's right.
Got it?
That's right.
That's right.
You just got to wake me up.
Valerie, someone supposed to wake you up and didn't. What happened?
I say, I'm going to set an alarm. He goes, no, don't. I'll get you up. And I said, well, I got to go to work. I drive a school bus. And
oh, no.
He doesn't wake me up and he goes, oh, but you look like you were sleeping so good. I go, I got to be at work.
Yeah, these kids got to get to school. Oh, my God.
The bus came. Wait.
Part of that's your fault. Don't trust him next time. Thank you for calling, Valerie.
Bye.
Brittany, someone's supposed to wake you up and didn't?
We were in Minnesota at Mall of America, and I had set my alarm, and my boyfriend was supposed to set his too, and he forgot to set his, and we almost missed our flight.
Oh, yeah, see,
like, they had closed the doors and everything, and they luckily let us on, because I had my daughters with me. I think they got me out of it.
You can't trust us to do that.
No,
you need to get extra alarms, get room service, whatever it is, like wake up call, you name it. You need to plan around us.
Yes.
We are not dependable, ladies.